Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week. Hello all, and welcome into another episode of the Poetry Tavern. I'm your host, as always, Charlotte, and this week's episode is all about dance. Well, not all about dance, all about poetry to do with dance. As you can probably tell by the medium, this is a podcast, so you cannot see me dance, but just know you wouldn't want to. So let's just dive in before I waffle on about my abhorrent dance skills. Okay, so our first poem today is going to be Dancing to the Hours by Malcy Poydras. I touched my feet in pattern to a sound and steady floor, creating more of myself in suspended leaps and simple twisty roundings. My loose garment hung in both places gone and places coming, a carousel of myself, stuck only in likeness. What I caught in the hours between my recycled breaths was a way to step close, both from and towards self, leaving singularity behind altogether. This is a sort of shorter and sweeter one than our other poem for today. I really like the way it talks about dance as a form of expression, and the idea of like bringing parts of yourself together through just movement. Like there is a difference from who you are and who you're going to be, but that doesn't mean it's not you either time. It's just an interesting thing to mix in with this sort of idea of dance and this rhythm and pattern and becoming more in your physical body, and you're representing more than just yourself. And it's just like it's such a sweet little beautiful poem. And when I first found it, I just was enamored, and I have to talk about it, even though it's not the a thing I have the most to say. I just am like, oh, so enamored. It's just fun. This next poem is Nostalgia by Billy Collins. Remember the 1340s? We were doing a dance called the catapult. You always wore brown, the colour craze of the decade, and I was draped in one of those capes that were popular, the ones with unicorns and pomegranates and needlework. Everyone would pause for beer and onions in the afternoon, and at night we played a game called Find the Cow. Everything was hand-lettered then, not like today. Where has the summer of 1572 gone? Brocade and sonnet marathons were the rage. We used to dress up in the flags of rival baronies and conquer one another in cold rooms of stone. Out on the dance floor we were doing the struggle, while your sister practiced the Daphne all alone in her room. We borrowed the jargon of farriers for our slang. These days language seems transparent. A badly broken code. The 1790s will never come again. Childhood was big. People would take walks to the very tops of hills and write down what they saw in their journals without speaking. Our collars were high and our hats were extremely soft. We would surprise each other with alphabets made of twigs. It was a wonderful time to be alive, or even dead. I am very fond of the period between 1815 and 1821. Europe trembled while we sat still for our portrait, and I would love to return to 1901 if only for a moment, time enough to wind up a music box and do a few dance steps, or shoot me back to 1922 or 1941, or at least let me recapture the serenity of last month when we picked berries and glided through afternoons in a canoe. Even this morning would be an improvement over the present. I was in the garden then, surrounded by the hum of bees and the Latin names of flowers, watching the early light flash off the slanted windows of the greenhouse and silver the limbs on the rocks of dark hemlocks. As usual, I was thinking about the moments of the past, letting my memories rush over them like water rushing over the stones on the bottom of a stream. I was even thinking a little about the future, that place where people are doing a dance we cannot imagine, a dance whose name we can only guess. This one is so fun because, like, it doesn't even necessarily seem to be about dance. It's about all these old, like, old memories and, like, these things that one person cannot ever remember, but is feeling this nostalgia about, like, oh yes, let's remember how it was in the 14th century, and then talking about how it is or how it was in the 20th century, and I would assume even the 21st. It's like this disparity of like remembering a time fondly, but it's a time you've never experienced. And it's like, oh my god, these were such simple times, and the dances then had like fun, quirky names, and now we are living in a world where the dances are sparse. I mean, that thing, that's the bit that hit me, was it was talking about all these dances that the kids were learning and like them having dedicated names and there being a bunch of different dances, and then it dwindling down to, when we find spare time, we will dance. And it sort of like becomes a less dedicated thing. And then to bring it back in the end of like, there are dances in the future that we could never imagine having existed, or we could never imagine will exist. And it just like frames this whole thing of nostalgia around like the presence of dance in a person's life, but also being nostalgic for a time that someone never even experienced, but still has that feeling of like, oh, I wish I could have been there. Yeah, I'm rambling, but and there's just something fun that I can't quite name in this. So that's all my thoughts on it, really. Okay, so that brings us to the end of this episode of Porridge Tavern. Thank you all for coming in today. Next week's episode is going to be all about theatre. I have a couple of poems on sort of like the list of things that could be good for this episode. So we'll see how it comes down to it when I whittle it down. But for now, I'll see you next week. Thank you. Bye.